Chiswick House Menagerie. In June 1844, Tsar Nicholas I of Russia attended a party in his honour at Chiswick House. Guests included the King of Saxony, Prince Albert, and 700 members of the nobility. The Royal Horse Guards lined up to play the Russian national anthem. Lunch was served from a temporary structure imitating a medieval military pavilion. And as a final surprise, the host of the day, the 6th Duke of Devonshire, William Cavendish, acquired 4 giraffes from a zoo in Surrey. Those giraffes must have looked strange in the neoclassical surroundings of Chiswick House, with its gardens landscaped to remind visitors of travels in the Italian countryside, seen during the grand tour that members of the elite often went on. Elsewhere in the extensive gardens, against the backdrop of a miniature Greek temple, you could find peacocks strutting in between potted orange trees laid out in the shape of an amphitheatre. These were not the only animals on display at Chiswick House. As well as an enclosure for deer, the estate had its own menagerie with llama, elks, emus, kangaroos, ostriches, a Neapolitan pig, an Indian bull and a Cody Mundi, a sharp-toothed mammal with raccoon-like paws native to South America. The star attraction was a male Indian elephant named Sardi, which was trained to carry people on its back for walks around the gardens. Sardi had a number of other party tricks. According to one reporter at the time, when told to dress himself, he would take down a scarlet cloak from a peg and throw it with a jaunty air over his ample shoulders. More than just amusement, exotic animals created an impression that the natural and cultural riches of the world exist in microcosm at Chiswick House. For the writer Walter Scott, seeing the elephant paraded up and down gave an air of Asiatic pageantry to the entertainment. But where did these animals come from? At the time, Britain was expanding its control of the Asian subcontinent via the East India Company, which, as well as being a hugely influential corporation with dealings in opium, had its own private army. Sardi the elephant was allegedly a gift from a certain lady of rank who had visited India sometime around 1811 to 1818. Animals were taken from distant parts of the world as part of Britain's commercial and military exploitation of its colonies to be brought to places like Chiswick House in order to impress foreign dignitaries who might further cement Britain's increasingly central position in the world. The animals at Chiswick House created an atmosphere of exoticism and worldliness, but they were also instruments of empire.